Hello, everybody. This is David Portillo. I felt led to share some things with you this morning to those who are listening concerning prophetic words that have been spoken over you in the past. After listening to Robert Henderson on the Courtroom of Heaven concerning some things revealed about prophecy, and I totally agree. And after listening to Kevin Zadiah, I am totally convinced that we are in a season and a generation where now the Lord is definitely restoring all things. I believe strongly in the prophetic, and because I am an apostle prophet, and I believe that many of God's people are not aware of reactivating the prophetic in their lives. In other words, I'm going to ask that those of you who have received prophetic words from true prophets of the Lord, if you can, go back and re-listen to or reread those prophecies. And everything that God has spoken to you concerning your future, understand that those things have been written in the book of destiny, in the book of life for you. That's part of your destiny. Many times, the prophetic word is given to us. If it is not followed through by prayer of activation, in other words, you have to fight for that prophetic word for it to come to pass, or the enemy will try to rob you of it or set you up with circumstances and situation, even cause you to fall into sin, that will, of course, stop that particular prophecy for a season until you have been restored and you have repented and you have moved on with God. If you're aware and you know how to reactivate that in the courtroom of heaven, you can take these prophecies before the Lord in the courtroom and ask your judge, God, your judge, to review your case. You would repent for any sins committed or circumstances or situations that you have committed during the time of those prophetic words that were released, and God will remove them from you. He'll remove them from your record, and he will not hold that against you, and neither will the enemy hold that against you, because he cannot. Once you've repented for sins in the past, especially genealogy sins, those things are buried in the grave with those that have sinned. For example, ancestral sins. You can repent for your ancestral sins and request that those sins be remained in the grave and not come back up to disturb you. The enemy cannot use that against you. So you repent for their sins and you can repent for yourself. And you apply the blood of Christ. Of course, your attorney is Christ, and the Holy Spirit is your witness. So as you repent, God will forgive you and render a judgment on your behalf and not against you and set you free. The Lord has been showing me several things concerning the prophetic words, many prophetic words that I've received in the past. And I am now reactivating these prophetic words from true prophets of the Lord. Prophetic people or prophets of the Lord can tell you about your past, present, and future. Now, it's those things that are in your future that mean something to you. So if you can tune in on those things that are concerning your future and ask the Lord to show you what's in your destiny, he'll show you what's ahead of you. And so you can work toward that, and you can use that to gain momentum and to work towards, because that's your future. That is what God has for you. I'm going to play a tape by Dr. Chuck Flynn, a prophet that prophesied over me on January 17th, 2004. And you will kind of see and sense and hear the true prophetic word of the Lord, the directives and the way God speaks. Hopefully you will understand what I'm saying. So I'm going to play this from my recorder and let you listen to it and draw your own conclusions. And hopefully you will understand that if you can go back to your old tapes or notes and reread or look at the things that the Lord has spoken to you, that'll help you for your destiny. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and play it now, and then I'm just going to pray you out in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go now.
Say it for Lord. God bless you, dear. Amen. This is Pastor. Praise God.
David Portillo.
Portillo. I want to. Portillo. Is that right? It's all right. Help me. Portillo. Say it.
Portillo.
This man come out of the CI, Bill Hammond ministry. Bill Hammond and I were probably in Dick Mills and Pat, and some of us, you could almost count us on your fingers, that kept the prophetic until it got popular. But anyway, we thank God for these pillars. Amen. Our brother's been sent and been ordained. I have also, I feel led, Brother David, I have given to me, that was given to Marianne and I, an anointing of frankincense and myrrh that is put in this salve. And I'm going to put that on my fingers. It's an anointing oil that will be strong and know the peace that passeth understanding, that the intellect of the Holy Ghost has been given unto your forehead, a new jurisdiction of ordination. It's like blinders on a horse. You can only see the will of the Father. You're anointed in your hands. The peace of the Lord shall go before thee. My son, I will give you the open ear of the Lord. The tongue of the learned shall be upon thee. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You shall know my voice. The glory of the love slave shall go before you. And as I was 12 years old and had deep revelations, more than the ancients, so I'm loosening within you the revelations of the kingdom of heaven, and you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. There has been some objections, some harassments financially or in a place of dwelling, but I have loosed for thee a dwelling place. So do not fear, it's going to happen. Amen. Dwelling shall be enlarged. I'm going to lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, and you will see the Lord make the crooked ways straight. For I've also put upon thee the key of David, the nail in a sure place. Isaiah 22, verse 22. You have the key of David. I will open and no man will shut. I will shut and no man will open. The third thing is, no other forehead is going to rob you of what I've called you to do. Your forehead, the calling, the anointing of the Lord shall bring to pass, and the prophetic word that I placed within thee, you will prophesy, and as I will speak through thee, the joy and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So it's a new day of my commands, and you will see the jurisdictions of my love. I want you, my son, to look into, this is the prophecy now. I want you to look into all the subsidiaries of the government as far as education. There's going to be a funnel of authority, of financial strength that will come your way just by the anointing of the Spirit. Amen. There's been funds set aside, and you will tap in on them. The president has called it the Faith Initiative. There's going to be a faith initiative that I will loose within you that others will support. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Brother Dave. And keep in touch.
Praise God. That was Dr. Chuck Flynn, and that was spoken over me January 17, 2004. Wow. I'm feeling even the effects of that now. This is why the prophetic word is so powerful and so important for you to understand and to bring to the Lord's remembrance the words that were spoken. You see, these words were spoken to man by God himself, by the Holy Spirit, for man. So take the prophetic word and go before the Lord in the courtroom and remind God of the word that he has spoken over your life so that they may come to pass in your lifetime. Amen. That's it. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.